Hello, 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 everybody. It's so good to be here, and good morning to everyone here at South Court. I'm so excited and happy to be here. The fact that it took us about 2 hours or so from Bedford to get here, that's how much we love you. Praise the Lord. And I'm so excited also to see my friend, Pastor Henry, and his dear family. Thank you for inviting us to have this moment to share together, especially during this very, very special week as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord that happened on this very day of Palm Sunday. Amen. And so I would like to once again introduce myself. I am Bishop Abel Kungu, originally born and raised in Kenya, from a very, very humble and poor background. I was, first of all, born in a family where we were so poor that the poor people around us were very scared about getting close to us. That's how bad it was. And in my growing up, I suffered from a disease, waterborne disease, which damaged my intestines. And I was given a very short time to live. By the time I got to find a doctor, I was told I had only 6 months to live. And during that time also, I was told of my growing up, because when I was very little, I also suffered a problem with my nutrition for the lack of food. We did not have good diet. And I'm just thinking on how here we have morning, afternoon, we have middle hours of snacking and all that. It took maybe a couple of days to ever find a meal in my family to eat and to enjoy. And so I don't take anything for granted at all because of my experiences of my growing. Anyways, miraculously, the Lord healed me of the problem with my nutrition after a very, very big struggle with wounds all over my body, the source that could not be healed. I was injected 60 injections every day. They injected my backside, they injected my hands, all over the place for 60 days to try to strengthen my immune system, to boost it up. But of course, by the grace of God, God helped me and things happened. I was able to really be resuscitated in my immune system, and my body was back to normal. But however, the problem did not stop. That's how I ended up having the waterborne disease, which also affected my intestines. I was given 6 months to live, as I said. And one day, while I was in a deathbed, because the doctors had given up, my family had given up, everybody had walked away from me in our church. They couldn't help because, they prayed all prayers that they knew, but nothing was changing. Only one day, I was in my room, lying down in my deathbed, and everybody had walked away. I'm no longer at the hospital. I was brought back home because my intestines were completely damaged, and I was told that there was no digestion whatsoever. And so I did not need to eat anything. I just had to drink, any water or any juice or whatever, but no food. And if I did have something, probably was just like a very tiny, maybe just few spoons of mashed potatoes, maybe just a spoon, which could not digest for 2 or 3 weeks. The condition went from bad to worse. And one day I dragged myself into the toilet. Everybody was out of the house, and I literally saw a piece of my intestines cut off. And that was the first time of many other problems, because from that moment I had a lot of hemorrhage, every day pools of blood. I saw it and I knew that, well, I'm losing blood every day. I wonder how long I'm going to survive because I wasn't eating. But I knew that somehow within my heart, I had faith in God. And I believed that one day somehow a miracle might happen and I will live. So on this very day, I remember getting to the end of myself, and whenever the pain started, it was so excruciating that I literally, would be holding on my bed and shaking in pain. And I remember having that many times. But this very day, when God visited me and healed me, I was left in a house, in a room on my own. Everybody had gone to work. Nobody was there to help in any way. Nobody wanted to see the pains that I was going through. And while I was lying in my bed, I prayed a very simple prayer. I said, God, I have served you in my young age as a Sunday school child. I got to know you from the age of 11. I've walked with you. At this moment, I was only a teenager. And I said, Lord, I know that you exist because my mother introduced me to the Lord. And I know that you are God. And so in that situation, I fell down, I passed out completely, and literally I believe I died because I could not feel myself. I never felt my body anymore, and it was for a period of about an hour, after which I heard a voice speak to me, and the voice said, it's the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. I heard the voice said, Abel, you're not going to die. But you're going to live to be a witness to so many all around the world. And he said to me, arise. A mighty rushing wind blew in the room. The doors were shut. The windows were shut. There was no possibility of a natural wind to have come through. And I knew that was the wind of the Holy Spirit. And that's how I felt a change all of a sudden. And I got back to my senses. I got back to myself. When I looked at the time, already an hour had passed. Then he told me, I want you to arise and go and tell the nations of the world that all things are possible with God. God healed me instantly. Jesus walked in that room and healed me instantly. I went back to the doctors a couple of weeks later, and I asked them to check on me. The thing that I could not do, was able to walk and everything. When they checked me out, they said, we cannot understand what happened. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, we don't know what happened, but your intestines are 100% perfect. Amen. We cannot explain what have happened, but we don't believe in miracles, but this is a miracle, they said. And my brothers and sisters, from that day to this day, God healed me. And he sent me to the nations, and that's what I've been doing, traveling around the world. And he's been so faithful. And I cannot stop talking about the faithfulness of this Jesus. He's been so faithful to me. He gave me a family. Well, I was given 6 months to live. He gave me a wife from Zimbabwe. And he's blessed me with three beautiful children. Abel Jr., the first one, 16 years is going to be. And 13, Elizabeth and Christiana. The little one, 10 months old, who is keeping us very busy and very happy in the house. She's very, very spoiled, praise the Lord, because everybody wants to have a bit of her. And so I'm excited to really share with you of the goodness of the Lord. I didn't come here to show you how much I can preach. I came to just share with you the goodness of the Lord, because God is so good. Amen. Amen. He is so good. I was just a little bit startled when, Pastor Henry invited me, and all of a sudden he stands and he starts talking the whole message I'm supposed to preach. And I was like, why are you starting to talk about the Palm Sunday? and all the other scriptures and everything. So, and I'm excited about that because I know the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Amen. I came also with one of our deacons in the ministry. He's soon going to be a pastor. He's pastor-elect, and he's going to be ordained as a minister very, very soon. Victor, just would you stand for the people of God to see you? God bless you. And so I also was a little bit startled when I heard my dear sister say, people are getting stuck in their toilets here. And I was like, what is going to happen to me? And I had already, after I had already gone to the toilet, thank God I got to know about it after I've been to the toilet and out. I didn't get stuck. Praise the Lord for that.
Well, it's for us who are elderly.
All right. Well, I don't know. It could have happened to anybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm so thrilled to know that there is a wonderful church here. Pastors shared with me of wonderful things that God has continued to do with you, and on how the Lord has taken care of you as a people of God. Now, you may hear a lot of mixture of accents. Maybe you may hear some Kenyan accent, some American accent, and some little bit of British accent. I was adopted when I was 7 by an American family. And so Elizabeth was my mom. She passed away about 6 years ago. And my dad, Edward, is still alive, and he was with us in 2019, just before COVID. And so I have a bit of mixture. My mom was from Germany as well. And Elizabeth, who adopted me, and she married to an American, and they lived in America. And so, well, I don't know. I am a lot of mixture about me. Amen. But I'm so excited that I am a child of God. That's the most important thing. Amen. All right, shall we pray together? I have just a very limited moment.